Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, my Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining in tonight with us as we are celebrating the last Monday night of the year 2014. God has truly been a blessing and good to us all of this year. Tonight, we want to give a shout-out to all our partners, to our Hope and Glory, my co-host, Pastor Sonara Henderson, who's on the line with us. We want to give a shout-out to First Free Will Baptist Church, Beverly's Pastor Terry. We want to give a shout-out to the pastor of the Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, Pastor Elder Michael Morgan, and all the other churches and members that are joining us tonight and our friends on this last Monday night of the year 2014. God bless all of you. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday and reminded everybody that you know that Jesus is the reason for the season. We are here tonight to encourage, to uplift, and to just talk to our ladies tonight to give them a voice to express their femininity in a godly arena. We want to be a sounding board for women from all walks of life, locally, nationally, and internationally. Tonight, our theme is going to be, we are going to declare and decree what the Lord has done for us in 2014 and give some insight on the things that we want Him to do in our lives in 2015. I did a little looking up the words declare and decree. Decree is an official order that's given by authority. So as you know, if you being a child of God, you have the authority to decree anything that is in His will and is in His word. And we also want to declare means to make known or state clearly, especially in explicit or formal terms. So we can declare and make it known, say it loud, explicitly, what we want from the Lord. It's not not a bad thing, and we can petition Him for the things that we want. We can declare what we want with Him. We can be what He has us to be if it's in His will. I picked my scripture tonight, and if you all have your Bibles or if you would like to pick your scripture for what you're going to declare for the year of 2015, mine is Psalms 118 and 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's what I want to declare for the year of 2015. I'm going to go ahead and start off with my little testimony that I wanted to give to let our callers know that I have always been what God had me to be, even in the year of 2014. I've had some ups, some downs, some ins and outs, but I always, from January to the present moment, have stood on His word. I have declared to hide His word in my heart and to be what He has me to be. Okay, so that's where I'm going to start tonight. And if there is anyone on the line that would like to follow me, you're more than happy to go ahead and start right now. Go ahead.
Well, amen, Host Lewis. I just thank God for this opportunity. As you first stated, that this is the last Monday night of the year 2014, and I tell you, it has been an awesome year in spite of all that has taken place, whether it be good, bad, or ugly. God has remained faithful, and I have found Him to not change. I have found Him to remain. I have found Him to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, just as He declared and decreed in His word that He would be to me. So what I stand on tonight is that I decree and I also declare that I am a Proverbs 31 woman, that I am a woman of influence, and that my assets are blessed beyond my wildest imagination, because anything that I set my hands to do, he said it would prosper. And anything that I lift up to him and ask him to increase it, he would do that as well. Why? Because I have made him first in my life. I have made him Lord over every area of my life. I also declare and decree that I'm a woman of influence with my achievements, the things that he gives me to carry out for the kingdom of God, for the body of Christ. I'm here to help equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. Then I also declare that God is also, I'm not going to say still working on me, because the cross, he said it is finished, but it's up to me to embrace who he says that I am now. Amen. So if the attitude needs to be altered, alter my attitude. Amen. So I'm just here to declare and decree that I am that Proverbs 31 woman. Not that I'm going to, not wondering if I am. I declare and decree on tonight that I am, simply because he made Sanara Devon Henderson in his image and in his likeness. And I declare and decree that I would do great exploits in his name, simply because he said so. So I thank God for 2014, and I'm looking and trusting Lord's will to go even higher in 2015 in the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. All right, next. Come on, my sisters. I see we have some more sisters that have joined us tonight. We got 0565, we got 6449, we got 6602. Feel free. Come on, let's hear from you. Come on and declare and decree.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. This is Kashava Denmark. Hello, Pastor Henderson.
Hello, Sister Denmark, like the country.
Good evening, my sister.
Good evening, Sister Lewis. Wow, 2014 has been 2014. it has been good. A lot of times we hear the good, the bad, the ugly. But I must say it has been exciting, good, bad, and ugly. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on the bad, but not an emphasis on the good and the excitement. And the scripture that my favorite for 2014 that I decree mostly is Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give Kashava a hope in the future. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart. And I thank God that when times got hard, and, when I looked at myself in the mirror, I didn't think that I was worthy of a lot of things at work, home, church, wherever it may be. And I kept belittling myself, and then I had to go back to the Word and understand the things that I'm thinking are not the things that God thinks towards me. And he has so much in store for me, long as I trust him and know who I am in Christ. So I must say 2014 has been a learning experience. And then going into 2015 is to leave, come into 2015 knowing who I am in God, who God is to me and for me, and not to look back, but to continue forward and not be afraid of what man may say or think, because I know who has me, and that is God himself.
Amen.
So I must say I have enjoyed 2014.
Been a good one.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else want to share tonight?
Mine is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because something I've learned in my spiritual walk is once I take my eyes off him, then those storms of life start, throwing me every which way. So I want to, in 2015, seek him first, that I don't have those same issues.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Because he, Keshava said, he knows the plan he has for you. So you have to just get in alignment with him. And once you're in alignment with him, it all will work out for your good. You will be more than victorious. Come on, ladies. Let's talk about it. I see some more have joined us. We're talking about what we are decreeing. And what we are declaring in the year 2015. And we want to tell about his goodness for 2014. Go ahead, next person.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, yes. This is Tina.
Well, hello, hey. Tina. Thank you for joining us.
Kasala is my sister. Hey, sis. and Mama Sonora.
Hello, darling.
I I'm a shock to you every time.
Hello,
ma'am.
I said hello, Miss New Beginning.
Yes, ma'am. It is a new beginning for me. I had to put my plate down and make sure I make this call quick.
Amen.
I just had to call first. I love y'all. I love y'all with all my heart. And I praise God daily. And he has been blessing me tremendously.
Amen.
I'm not going to say I've been down, but I would never thought I would be back in the apartment industry. And my testimony is that God blessed me to work as a leasing director in one apartment complex, but he got me in another apartment managing it. So this happened in a month's time.
Wow. Look at God.
but I had to share this because since I left your church, Mama and all of that day when I came,
yes, ma'am, to the first service, yes, ma'am.
When I came, there was something you said. I don't know, I was looking at you and you was looking at me. And when we bought the tithe, and you said when we left out of there, if I'm not mistaken, you said blessing something else was going to happen. It was something good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it. I'm not probably not translating correctly, but it was something like that. But when you said that day, ever since then, everything's falling in place.
To God be the glory.
And what I had in my purse, thank you, God, that was all that I had.
Yes.
I put it in there. Yes. I didn't ask God. I said, God, it's all I had. No, I just put it in there. And when I walked out that door, everything stood.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's falling in place.
To God be the glory.
Amen. And I know God is working through you to work with us. Because once again, God's still working with me, but I'm getting more closer to him. And more I get closer to him. It's amazing. It's a good feeling. I can't even describe it. I can't even tell you how I can describe it. But it really feels good. And I really had to take the time to call this line and make sure that letting you know I do get your text, but this time I was making sure that I called you.
Praise God.
I'm proud of you, and I know, Keshava, I'm really proud of you. It touched my. I'm getting emotional. I'm so emotional, Lord Jesus, help me, Father. but I thank y'all, even being a part of my life. I might not see y'all daily, but I love y'all and y'all in my heart. love you, God sister.
We love you too, Gina.
Yes. But you keep up the good work, love y'all.
And keep us in prayer.
Oh, that's every day, daily when I do. But hopefully I'll be to the function. Something else coming up, I'm correct. The function at the church.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I will keep you in touch with y'all, but I just have to take the time to call you.
Okay, with Tina, amen. What I want you to do for me, what I want you to do for me, I want you to add my sister, my friend, to your prayer list and keep my host and the sponsor lifted up for this awesome women program that airs every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. You do that for us?
It's done.
Amen.
It's done.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're going to keep it going. That's what God said.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thanks
amen.
For calling in.
I sure will. But y'all have a blessed one, and hopefully I'll be able to keep calling on this blog radio and keep y'all informed.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
I'm claiming it. So it's the. I'm going to be calling next week. It's plain.
All right.
Yes, it is. It's plain.
That's it. That is it. Thank you so much.
But y'all have a blessed one here. And everybody else,
you too.
Have a blessed one.
Amen. Thank you. We will.
Yes.
And you too.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Man. We want to thank that sister for her testimony and her prayers for my sister, my friend, and she says she's going to keep up with us now. We thank you, sister. Amen. God bless. All right. Do we have someone else that want to tell about God's goodness for 2014 and declare what you want him to do in your life in 2015? Come on.
Yes, my name is Leslie, and I am neighbor, friend, /sister of my neighbors next door.
Amen.
Hi, Miss Leslie.
Hello, how are y'all?
Good.
Great.
Well, I just wanted to call and say God has been good.
Amen.
And he made me strong for the things that happened in 2014.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's all right. Take your time. Let God use you. Go ahead.
I want to say my neighbor, she didn't know anything about my family. But she gave me a heads up of what was to come. And that made me a little strong. And I want to thank her for that.
God
is good. I really do. I want to thank her for that.
Jesus.
Mm. 2011 was not a good year for me, but I went to a church service, and God told me he was going to remove me out of my situation, and he did that.
Yes.
And I moved, and I didn't look back. I grabbed my kids, and we went on, and I started over, and I feel good about that. But I never thought I would lose my mama, but I'd rather she be with him than to be here suffering.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And he's prepared me for a lot. He really has.
Man.
Thanksgiving and Christmas wasn't the same, but I'm going on.
Amen.
And I just wanted to call and say, you know, I was blessed to get a better job.
Right.
And more money. Whereas, you know, when I left my situation, I wondered, Lord, how am I going to make it?
Yes.
And I have a friend, girl, that invited me to church. And the preacher knew nothing of me.
Yes.
And he spoke and he said, God removes us from situations for a reason.
Yes.
And that he have your back.
Yes.
And I believe that. I really and truly do. I believe that.
Amen.
Because sometimes I be wondering, Lord, how am I going to make it? But I make it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I really and truly do. I make it.
Praise the Lord.
That is good.
But I just wanted to just call this line and speak about my wonderful neighbors.
God bless you.
They are wonderful.
We love you.
God bless you.
They were there for me in a time of need, and I really appreciate that.
And vice versa.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I love y'all to death, and I will be calling.
Love you too.
All right, we love you too.
And y'all have a wonderful night. And
yes,
I will make it my business to be calling this line.
Amen.
Hopefully,
amen.
The next time I won't get so emotional, but.
It's all right. It's all right. But we're here every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Feel free to call us and join us. And you don't have to hang up when you get through speaking. You can continue to listen to the other testimonies that are coming forth, that are being rendered. So it might give you a little more inspiration and a little more. Just listen in as long as you like, okay? Now, we thank you for calling us. We thank you for joining us tonight and sharing with us the goodness of God for 2014. And I want to ask you, do you have any declarations that you want to put out there tonight that you want God to do in your life in 2015? What do you want him to do for you? And what are you going to receive of him?
I would like for him to really, really work on me. Is to finding a church home and doing better, you know, by his word.
You know, in his word he said, you have not because you ask not. All you got to do is just ask. All you have to do is just ask him. And just like you said, you didn't look back. Once you ask him and put it in his hands, you don't have to worry about it no more. If you're asking it in his son Jesus' name, it's a done deal.
Man.
It's a done deal.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much. And just listen. Continue to listen.
Okay. I'll stay on and listen to the other testimonies.
Thank you. God bless you, sister.
You too.
All right.
Thank you, lady.
All right. Come on, ladies. We got some couple of more sisters that are joined in on us tonight. What you got to tell us about the goodness of God and what he's done for you in 2014 and what you want him to do for you in 2015. Come on.
Well, good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Alicia. This is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. Thank you for calling.
What the Lord has done for me was make it clear on his position for me that I wasn't so sure about. Which is actually kind of cool because it's actually working in the ministry. But it's not something that I thought, but it was something that he did. And I told him, I was like, it's clear as mud. You're going to have to make it a little clearer for me so that I could better understand it. And that's exactly what he did.
Amen. Amen.
I know it is Fifi.
Thank you, Fifi. She didn't go incognito tonight. Last week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fifi. Were you complete through? Are you going to tell us what you want him to do for you in 2015? What you going to declare?
Oh, my goodness. To just stay more focused on him, because I have been allowing a lot of distractions to get in the way and taking my focus off of him, but I have to remain focused on him through it all.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. So you just going to say you have tunnel vision on him, huh?
Exactly.
Amen. I think I'm going to be there with you, girl. Because I want to stay focused on him and his word and his will also for the year of 2015. Because I'm like Tashonda, that's the only way I can make it. I can't take my eyes off of him. Because if I take my eyes off of him, something's going to go wrong. It ain't going to be right.
Yes,
now, I'm just going to tell you. And this honest, straight talk. And that's what we're doing tonight. We just going to straight talk and tell it. Because if we try to sugarcoat it or make it something that it's not, won't anybody ever go forward. And they won't receive what God has for them. So we want to let you know tonight that you can be specific with him. You can ask him for what you want in Jesus' name, and if you're not asking in a selfish mode or for wrong motives, he gonna work out everything you need. He gonna give you what you want. He's gonna give you the desires of your heart, but you got to be faithful. You've got to be true to him. To him and his word, and you've got to follow his decrees. Now, he's decreed some stuff in our lives. And also made us some promises that he would be with us, he would never leave us nor forsake us. And if we keep this in our heart and keep it in the forefront of our mind and seek him, like one caller said, we've got to seek him.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to look for him in everything we do. And I say in every little thing, not just the big things.
Yeah.
Everything. Every little thing. And we've got to give him glory. We've got to give him honor. We've got to reverence him in everything. Everything. When you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what happens during that day, no matter what goes wrong, you can turn a wrong into a right. You can turn a negative into a positive if you stick with Christ and let him be your focal point. I'm going to give somebody else a chance to go ahead and tell me all about what they give me their testimony tonight. And tell me what you declaring. Come on, I got some more folks online. Come on, people. Come on. I see I got my good friend on here, my road dog.
I am by
you. Come
on,
come on.
You
know I'm going to make you. Come on, talk to me. Tell me what's going on with you.
I'm just listening tonight, LaShonda.
You just gonna listen tonight? You don't have no declarations and no decrees, you know, and nothing to tell God thank you for 2014.
Don't try to front me, LaShonda. Don't try to make me talk.
Okay. That's okay. Somebody going to get it. Somebody going to get you because you got something in you. And I know it's gonna bubble out in a minute.
But God has blessed, how God blessed you this year. And what are you looking forward to next year?
Me? You.
Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I see someone else too. I got an 8106 down there. I mean, 80. You know, I can't see good. 8108. Come on, 8108. What you doing? What you got to say?
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I apologize for my lateness. I had to take care of some business, but I just really want to. I'm driving, so if it's a little noisy, I apologize for that. But I want to make sure I get on tonight. But just to give God praise for this year. Great things happened. I was able to finish school after being in school for 6 years. To God be all the glory because he has sustained me through it all, with all of the ups and downs and the losing of the job to being laid off and everything, but yet still maintain a GPA of 3.8. I think I finished with that, 3.7 or something. I don't know. But it was, you know, really, really maintained. So I have to give God the praise to Louis Aldine, watching over me, waking me up every morning in my right mind. So he's just worthy to be praised. And I just thank him for that, declaring, decreeing for a great year in 2015. God gave me a theme, and he said, to tell my people this will be a season of healthiness. Healthy in our finance, healthy in our minds, healthy in our bodies, healthy in our relationships. I'm declaring, decreeing that for 2015. Closer and closer to the Lord is my prayer that I want to do in 2015 and do what he called me to do, and that is it.
Amen. All right. You going to tell us about your graduation from your minister's license and becoming an ordained minister? Can't tell us.
Oh, excuse me. Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Well, I mean, I was just submitted and ordained under the leadership and the apostleship of Bishop and Pastor Ransom. They ordained me again for their ministry and being under the leadership. So, yes, I give God the praise because that happened in 2014 as well. Just everything, you know, I cannot complain about, you know, 2014 being a bad year, trying year, because I feel like any time that we're in Christ, things will happen, trials will come, challenges will be faced with. But I still say to God be all the glory. I'm looking forward for 2015 if the Lord says the same and delay is coming. So there's a lot of positive things that truly happened. A lot of people, I would say a lot of people, but the people that needed to walk out in 2014, I salute them because to God be the glory. So I'm looking forward for just the newness, the healthiness, and doing what God called me to do even more in 2015.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us about what God has done in your life in 2014, because it truly has been miraculous, marvelous God. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We just thank you. All right, I got 1604 just came in. What you got to say, 1604? You going to tell us about how good God been to you this year, and what are you declaring for 2015, I'm sorry, 2015. Come on. I'm calling y'all. Y'all coming in, and I'm looking at you, and I want you to come on and tell me about it. 1604. Now go talk to me. You hung up on me. Okay. What is that? 166.
Hello.
All right. Go ahead.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm just fine.
Oh, that's good. I'm blessed of the Lord, highly favored.
Amen.
2014 brought a lot of learning and discipline and growth in Christ. Humbling myself until God, so that God could do what he wanted to do or wants to do in me. So 2014 has been a blessing through and through. My son, who everyone thought was going to be left out and left back, graduated early. Well, finished up his classes early, and now sitting around waiting on his scores from passing the exit exam. And that's a blessing from a child who wanted to give up. to kick in and go into overload and do what had to be done in order for him to complete his high school diploma. His faith in God is very strong. I never had to tell him not one time to get up and do work or anything like that. So I'm blessed in that aspect. And he's 17 years old. And my 21-year-old is doing his best to do his best. As we all were that age at one time or another, there are always obstacles and things that we overcome and have to come through. But I'm glad that I was able and my family was able to give them a foundation in Christ so they know who to turn to and who to look for when things get a little shaky or are not going as planned. Not that all of us always get it right, but the fact of the matter is that they know Christ and they know God and they know who to call on and they know how to pray. And the fact that their friends know that they know God, to me, is a true blessing. God blessed me to be able to start a little girl talk group with some young adults, something that I would have never thought to do or had a mind to do, but God gave me a heart to do it, and I'm blessed for that because I get to see the insides of what young ladies are going through today and try to help them because been there, done that, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel to let them know that, you know, God loves you and there's things out there that you don't have to do for men to feel loved. So God has been really allowing me to see who I am in him, allowing me to grow in him and put him first in things and not try to go off on my own. So for 2015, there's a lot of things that I would love to declare and decree. But my whole focus is whatever God wants for me. And to allow that to happen and not try to make things happen myself, but truly allow God to work miracles in my life so I can be even more of a testimony of how good God is and to show that God still works miracles every day.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you for sharing with us tonight. Because, you know, he is a miracle worker.
Yes, indeed.
If we just humble ourselves and give him the glory, he will work it out for us. All right, ladies, the one that have not spoke tonight, I got 1581. Last three digits, 1581. Come on, talk to me.
Hello, Miss LaChandra.
Hi.
Can you hear me? How are you doing?
Yes, I can. I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine. Hi, Pastor Henderson.
Hello, Portia. This is my middle daughter. Yes, I can hear you.
That's my baby. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
So how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Can't complain. All
right. I can't complain. If I did, it'll be points.
Okay, because he already know, don't he?
Yes. Well, 2014 has been a blessed year for me and my family. You know, he's blessed us spiritually, you know, our spiritual growth. He's increased our family. Pretty soon we will be having a little girl, a little baby girl, probably the next couple of weeks.
Right.
I mean, he has done exceedingly and above. He's just this whole process with the pregnancy, what the doctors didn't see happening. He has just blessed it tremendously, no issues. I mean, she surprised everybody. But we wasn't surprised. We knew, you know, what God could do and what he's able to do. And we know what his word, you know, says, but you know how doctors are. So we have really just been truly blessed this year. And for 2015, we're just looking for the rest of the blessings that he has and the things that he wants us to do that he hasn't, you know, showed us yet, or and then the desires that we have to do. We're just, you know, looking forward to all of that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. All right. With that new addition, we're going to declare and decree that everything is going to be all right.
I got a feeling. What is it? I got a feeling. Everything.
All right.
It's going to be all right.
Yes, ma'am.
If I could sing, I'd sing it to you, but I want y'all to stay on the line. But I know God has, he knows the plans he has for you. He does.
Yes.
And he's working them behind the scenes right now.
Well, he truly is.
Yes, ma'am.
He truly is.
Yes, ma'am. And we thank God for you sharing with us tonight. And we just going to wish his fondest blessings on you and your family and the days to come. And we just hope that and pray. We're going to pray and know that everything is going to be all right. Everything.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for sharing with us and calling in tonight. It's been truly a blessing. You just don't know what you done did to me. You done made me a little emotional, so I need somebody else to talk to me. I need somebody else to talk to me tonight. Come on, whoever have spoke or whoever got some mess they want to share with us, come on and tell us about it. Pastor Henderson, do you have something else you want to share or comment or get me out of this right quick? Hurry up.
One thing I'd like to quickly comment on and share, I've noticed a couple of people said that as God is working on me, he's not finished with me and things of that nature. And I just want to reiterate that when he said it is finished, on the cross, it is finished. And all he needs us to do is embrace the finished work. We must embrace that everything he desires us to be, we already are. And what we're decreeing for 2015 under the leadership of Overseer Samuel Hawkins of Mount Hebron Victory Faith Center of Texas for the year 2015 is that we're coming out the wilderness and going into the promised land. But the wilderness is not the wilderness that we always think of. We're coming out of the wilderness out of our minds. It
Thank
is our
you.
Mindset that's keeping us mm-hmm. bound.
Okay.
He set us free on Calvary. The word said, for whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. We were all made free on Calvary's cross. And when we receive him as Lord and Savior, we become free indeed. Now we must, as Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of our mind, because it is our mindset that keep us in bondage. We've been free. So now it's up to us to embrace the freedom so he can take us into another level of the promised land.
What you say?
All right.
Thank you.
Because I promise you every round go higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. It doesn't get greater later. It's greater right now. Hey, called now, right. Lady. It doesn't.
Come
we don't
on,
have to wait till later. Right now.
Come on.
Because now faith. So it's 2015 as we walk out of the wilderness of our minds and into the promised land so that we can complete, have everything that he has for you and myself and anyone else that's listening on the sound of our voices on tonight. Because I promise you the Father has much more than our eyes have seen, than our ears have heard. Neither has it entered our heart the things that he has for us because we love him. And guess what? And he loves us.
Thank you, Jesus.
So there's much more to come.
Man.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Y'all get that? All right. Mm-hmm. Did you receive that into
Amen.
Your spirit, into your soul?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right, we've had one more to join us, 8207. Come on, let's hear from you. What do you decree and declare for the year of 2015? And tell us, how was your 2014?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just excited, as I always am, when God allows me to get up in the morning and see another day that wasn't promised to me. And an opportunity to continue to walk in his divine favor and his awesome grace. And so I'm just excited about that. And for 2014, sister, has been an incredible year. It has had its trials and, you know, its ups and downs, but God's promises are faithful, and he brings us through, and he's brought us through. But in spite of the difficult situations and some of the tumultuous times that I've experienced, it does not outweigh the blessings, the kingdom work that God has allowed us to do, and you know, the favor and just seeing him being faithful to his promise and catapulting me into a deeper realm of his glory. It's just been an awesome year, and I am excited about what God has for us in 2014. You know, for those who seek, the Bible says, if you seek, you will find. And I just believe that as we seek God, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We seek him, the believers. If the believers who really want to be used by God in these last days, you know, if we seek him, he will strategically put us in places where we can be a blessing, and we can learn, we can see some things and learn how to be a blessing. And so 2014 has just been an incredible year. God has, because of doing ministry, he has connected me, glory to God, with some great kingdom-minded people, amen? Not amen. People that is just about themselves, but people that have a kingdom mindset, you know, getting outside of the box, getting outside of the church and getting outside of their homes and even outside of their families and being a blessing to the least of those, being a blessing to the widow, just, you know, showing yourself faithful, showing yourself loving, showing yourself pleasant, you know, and that's how God has challenged me, and he by me stepping in this in a greater way in 2014, he has shown himself even stronger in me, if that makes any sense to anybody at all. And so I'm just excited because he keeps showing me, he keeps taking me, and he keeps taking care of the situation. And so I'm just excited because so much is happening and so much is going on, you know, but we're not moved by what we see, and God really wants to use us to make a difference, to make a stance, to make a declaration to the world, you know, that the God that we serve is a good God. He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. He's a just God. You know, and we don't need to bow down to Baal. We don't need to compromise to the spirit of Mammon. We don't need to do anything but to stand on his promises and move forward in the power of his might. And so, with 2015, God is just showing even a greater work. You know, that the portals of heaven is open above us, and we can step into those great things. And I believe that the things that have been lying dormant, the things that we've just talked about in 2014, the things that we talked about in 2013 and didn't quite get a hold to it in 2014, that 2015 would be the year for you to step right on into it in the name of the Lord. Amen. And so I just think that anybody, any one of us who God has been really talking to about stepping out into a greater level of his anointing, whether it's in a job or doing even a greater work in your home, in the ministry, in whatever your hands is on, glory to God. Whatever your hands are on now, and you know that is what God has called you to do, in 2015, you're going to be able to do that in a greater way. Amen. And so he's strategically setting us up and positioning us to go higher. Amen. To go deeper into that he has called for us. So I'm looking forward to 2015, and I'm excited about it. The enemy doesn't like it, and see, even some people that I know, sister, they don't like it. But they don't have to like it, because when God tells you to do a work, and you know that he's called you, he's elevating you, he's already prepared the way, all you have to do is walk therein. And watch it unfold, and watch it unfold. But see, the thing is, because it didn't work last time, or because, you know, whatever happened caused it not to flourish, we're a little hesitant. But I just break that off of us in the name of the Lord Jesus, to not to be hesitant, to not to be fearful. And even if you are fearful, walk by faith, because God's got you. We cannot any longer just, you know, be at status quo. You know, just right here. No, we have got to take the leap of faith, because the God that we serve is a great God. He's a mighty God, and nothing is too hard for him. And when he shows us those great impossible things that we see ourselves doing, we need to be walking in that to do it. So that's what God is showing me in 2015. So you get me going. But that is what he's showing me, and that's what I am excited about, and that's what I'm releasing on everybody, because we don't need to be solo in kingdom work. You know, we don't need to be solo being parents. You know, we need each other. And so when we can pour, when we can encourage, when we can push and pull each other to what's next, amen, I just think that's what we're supposed to do. So I'm pulling people with me. Amen. I'm pulling them with me. I'm pouring the word, the love, the peace, and the joy of God, that we can get to this next dimension in 2015, because it's ours, and the flesh and our mindset does not need to keep us from stepping into it. Amen.
Amen. Somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Jordan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for giving us
that
word of encouragement and pull.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Did you receive it, callers? Did you get that?
Receive
all of that. All right,
praise
we have another caller on the line. We have 9811. 9811, we're talking about, we're decreeing and declaring what God has for us in 2015, and we're also talking about how our year was and how he blessed us in 2014. Do you have any comments tonight? Thank you for calling.
Well, praise God. This is Monette Legs. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Well, I'm in total agreement with you guys. I'm on one accord. I touch and agree and believe God for all of the good things in 2015 that he has in store for us. I'm praying that our faith is increased so that we will get everything that God has for us, that is good health, love, prosperity, joy, being able to bless others and not be borrowers, amen, and
amen.
Being able to fulfill all the promises of God, not only naturally, but supernaturally, as God takes us forth in ministry, amen, because that's what it's all about, serving others. So I agree with you, ladies. I thank God for all of you. Thank you, Sister Lewis, for just everything you've done for me, as well as my family in 2014. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm just looking forward to 2015.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling in tonight and sharing with us about God's goodness and what he has for us in 2015, because it has been truly a blessing for this year. And 2014, we've all had our ups, we've all had our downs, but God has sustained us. He has kept us. He has been with us every step of the way. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, listeners, callers, my co-host, Pastor Henderson, my visionary, Sister Beverly Beasley. She's under the weather tonight, but I thank God for her. I ask that you continue to pray for her. She wasn't feeling good tonight, so I'm sure she would have given us some insightful words also on this year and the coming year. And before we close our program, I'm asking if there are any other comments, concerns, issues that you want to let go for 2014 on My Sister, My Friend. Anybody? Okay, we.
I did want to thank you. I just wanted to share this. This is what God had really impressed in my heart as my ministry and the people that God allowed me to share to as we leave 2014, that we step up our level of faith and trust in God as we enter in 2014, and the things that are weighing us down with the spirit of worry, that we let it go in 2014.
Right.
Whatever those concerns are, whatever that is weighing, it's a spirit of worry to the fact that it is hindering God from doing what he wants to do because we've consumed it. It has consumed us. And we all have that one something, even though we may be mighty men and women. We, you know, there's that one thing that kind of really just is there, and God has just really ministered to us, you know, to believe me to be the God of even God, glory to God, of that, even that. That you think is so hard to deal with, that you think, you know, there's no answer for, there's no, you know that it won't turn around, that situation there. I would need you to release it in the name of the Lord and let it roll off, not to carry it in 2015. See, there's some things that we do have to let go. We, you know, we've been carrying some things, and it will not take us. It will hinder us in 2015 if we carry it into 2015. And so I just want to encourage us to really let it go, to release it at the altar, to release it at the foot of the cross. And when the enemy tries to put it back on us, tell him it won't work. I have given it to God. I have given it to the one who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can do or even think. And I'm not walking into 15 with that weight, with that spirit, with that worry, because God died that I could be free of it. Jesus died that I could be free of that. And I trust him in this. And my faith causes me to walk out of it and to trust him in every area. So I, you know, wanted to just release that because that's what God has been saying.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Elder. Thank you for that word of wisdom to us tonight to admonish us to just let it go. Just
Amen.
Let it go. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Henderson, I need you to go ahead and make your announcement about the gala fair on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay. Mount Hebron Victory Faith Center in Terrell, Texas, where Overseer Samuel Hawkins Sr. is the pastor, is having a Black Child Fair. Is that the one you're speaking of, Sister
Lachandra? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The doors will open at 9:30, and service will begin at 10. And I just believe by the Spirit of God, you do not want to miss this production. And everything that the caller just said,
before this is everything that we're going to be doing on New Year's Eve, as well as throughout the year of 2015, as well as the daily dosage that gave me to send out today. Release some things. Let go of some things that's been holding us back, because we don't want to carry excess baggage, unnecessary weight into 2015.
Amen.
We want to be free to run the race that is set before
us. Amen. That's right.
So that will take place Wednesday night, New Year's Eve. It will not be New Year's Eve watch service as usual. This is called a royal affair. We're going to meet the king, and you dress like you're going to meet the king. However you want to present you to the king. Amen. So anyone that needs directions or information, feel free to give me a call at area code 972-861-2118. 972-861-2118. And you can call me directly, and that's me, Pastor Henderson.
Amen. All right, Pastor. Are there any other announcements on the line, callers, or did you want to share with us concerning anything? All right.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to say hello. God has been good. 2014 has been wonderful. And in 2015, it's time to come clean.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Pastor Henderson, could you please end us with the word of prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, how we just thank you on tonight for all the listeners, all the callers, even those that were on the line but deemed it not necessary to speak and just chose to listen. We thank you for everyone listening locally, nationally, and internationally. God, we thank you for your hands being upon my sister, my friend, upon the sponsor, Beverly Beasley, upon the host, and it's LaChance Lewis.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for being a part of a movement, of being a part of an instrument that you're using to reach the kingdom of God and the people of God. Father God, and not just the people of God, but also the lost, the unsaved, the untaught, the uncommitted, the unchurched. God, we reach out that our light was shot, that men may see our good work, but glorify our Father which is in heaven. So, Father God, we keep that you may increase, not that we're just going to decrease our life, but we decrease because we want to take the layers off. We want to take everything off of us that is not of you. Everything, every mindset, every thought, everything in our heart, anything in us, and anything that we're connected to that is not of you, sever it, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we may be all that you have predestined us to be.
Yes, dear God.
In your kingdom and for the body of Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you that each day you're transforming us to look and be more and more like your dear Son. We thank you for the power of transformation on tonight. We just thank you, God, for being attached to my sister, my friend, for them to even have me as a co-host on my sister, my friend. God, we give you glory and we give you honor for my sister, my friend, on tonight, God. Take us to higher heights and deeper depths that only you can do. And we yield ourselves that you may do a complete work within us.
Yes.
And bless us all on tonight. Grant us all sweet rest is all you can do, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you beautiful ladies, all of you that I call truly my friends, my sisters, my friends. I love you all. I wish you a very, very happy and safe new year. Be careful. And above all, give God all the praises and all the honor for all that he's done for us and all that he is going to do for us. I love you. Take care.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.